If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
What's your vibe when it comes to music, Peter Greenberg?
Well, you know what? I'm a big Sinatra fan, have been for a long time. And of course, you got to go back to the early days in the 40s to get the old records that are even better.
Yeah, absolutely. Peter Greenberg is with us, host of Eye on Travel. Peter, what happens if the government shuts down? I mean, there's a threat every year. We get tired of it, but it looks like, you know, well, it's up in the air right now. But what happens if you are traveling abroad, or what happens to the industry? Isn't it a billion-dollar industry, travel in the U.S.?
More than that, but, you know, it's, when you said up in the air, you're not kidding. Certain essential services will be still be protected, air traffic control being one of them, and other, you know, essential services. But the actual other services that, you know, like national parks and other federal programs that are not necessarily key to the operation of the government, they get shut down immediately.
And when the president was threatening to move the World Cup, which obviously has been, you know, booked for Los Angeles for quite some time, could that possibly happen? And what happens to those people who have had their hotels, their Airbnbs, everything booked for well over a year?
You know, I'm not a betting person, but I wouldn't take that bet that he would move the World Cup. The money is too important. The national pride is too important. And there are too many businesses involved who would be directly and immediately affected, not to mention the fans. So I'm not believing in that.
What should we know about travel insurance? Because I think a lot of people feel like they need it these days. Of course, it's the first thing that pops up. We have to check the box before we check out on any ticket or hotel. Is it worth it?
Well, if you have a significant investment, I'm not talking about a $59 ticket on Southwest, but an expensive airline ticket, a cruise, a resort, where you're putting in some significant money, you know, you might want to consider trip cancellation and interruption insurance. That's going to protect you if the travel provider doesn't operate. It will also protect you in the event of a storm or something gets shut down or an airport doesn't operate. Or in many cases, depending on the actual premium that you're paying, there's something called CFAR. That's if you cancel for any reason, you'll get covered. Now, you're not going to get your full amount back and you'll pay a bigger premium, but it's better than nothing. Now, that's the first kind of insurance. But that's not the only kind of insurance. The other kind of insurance, which I encourage everybody to have, is medical evacuation and repatriation insurance. That means that if you get sick or injured anywhere overseas where your own medical coverage doesn't cover you, if it's a good policy, they will pay to get you medically stabilized where you are. And then in consultation with your own personal doctor, after all, who knows your medical history better than your own physician, they will send a medically equipped jet to fly you back to the doctor, and this is key, and the medical facility of your choice. That's the best policy to get.
That would be the best policy, because texters are already saying, my wife hurt her back. We had the travel insurance. And they're all saying the same thing. You have to jump through a lot of hoops, but if you do, they eventually pay.
There are three companies out there that do a really good job. One's called MedJet Assist. One's called Travel Guard. One's called Allianz. I'm talking about medical evacuation and repatriation insurance. You need that. It averages a premium of about $500 or $600 a year, but put that in perspective. It's an annual policy, number one, not per trip, and your medical costs skyrocket dramatically if you don't have that coverage.
Someone's asking, they're doing a signed river cruise the end of next year, next August. When should we start looking for airfare to Paris, and is there a good app to follow?
Well, August is still summer. A lot of people go to Europe in the summer, especially to Paris. So now's a good time to look. But remember, you want to get one of those programs like Google Flights will help you as well. Get that fare now if it's reasonable for you now. And then you'll get a fare alert from Google Flights if that fare drops. And if it drops significantly, you can get a credit on a canceled flight, rebook it, and get a credit for the remainder, if you know what I mean.
And where in the world are you today, Peter? I didn't even ask.
I'm in the eternal city of Rome.
Oh, lovely. Are you as scared to cross streets in Rome as I am, because people drive crazy and their scooters going in every direction?
Well, you have to remember the first rule of Italian driving if you remember the movie The Gumball Rally. What's behind me is not important. it's a nice kind of acrobatic exercise, but I'm used to it.
Yeah, I bet. Will we be betting in flight in the future? I saw this deal with Delta and DraftKings. Is this just a precursor?
No, you know, they did a creative partnership with them, a co-branding thing. And the first thing I saw when I saw that was, wait a minute, gambling is illegal on airplanes because it's a federal law. You're flying over federal airspace. So my guess is what this partnership is really going to be about is if you bet with DraftKings, you'll get Delta Airlines miles, but you're doing that on the ground. So this to me is like a double negative. Let's think about this. You're going to lose money on your favorite sport, and then you're going to get miles that you can't redeem. What a deal.
And I was on petergreenberg.com. I encourage everybody to go there. It's a wealth of information. But how do you guarantee an empty seat next to you?
Well, let me tell you, put guarantee in quotes.
Okay.
You can get a guaranteed seat next to you if you fly a modified first-class ticket on Frontier. They actually block the seat next to you. A very enterprising flight attendant at Air New Zealand came up with a coach seat, which is a three rows of seats, or a row of three rows of seats, called Cuddle Class. It's actually three seats in coach that recline into a small couch. So if you're traveling with your significant other, you get to cuddle. You pay a little bit of a premium above that. You're not paying for three full seats, and it works.
Hmm. Wow. Otherwise, because you know, Peter, for regular flyers, there's nothing better than, you know, you're just getting ready to take off, and you're like, dear God, do not let them seat anyone next to me, because it's the biggest, it's the best day when you don't have someone seated next to you on an airplane.
Okay, I'll give you my tip. Whenever I travel with my wife, we don't book the middle seat, we book the window seat and the aisle seat, hoping that nobody sits in the middle. And if they do sit in the middle, either I move next to my wife or she moves next to me, and we'll live with it.
Peter, we just did that as well. How often does it work for you?
You know what? More often than not.
Really?
Seriously.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Good. And Steve, you know, he has a travel company, and I told him I want to go to Buenos Aires. Good choice or?
Excellent choice.
Oh,
yeah. First of all, the Argentinian peso is still so low against the U.S. dollar. It's a buyer's market for anything you want to buy there, number one. Because remember, we're not talking about just the airfare. We're talking about goods and services, ranging from a tube of toothpaste to a taxi ride to clothing or even a meal. I mean, it's remarkably a bargain. I don't do it every year, but every other year I'll go to Buenos Aires in October or November and do my Christmas shopping.
You know, Peter, our partners say that any time is a pretty good time of year. When do you suggest?
Well, I love between November and March because it's Southern Hemisphere, and that's their summer. But you know what? There's a reason why they call it the Paris of South America. It doesn't get that, at least in Buenos Aires, it doesn't get that cold. Up in northwestern Argentina, in Mendoza, that's different. But you're going to be fine in Buenos Aires.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, Lisa. See you, Steve.
Peter Greenberg,
Bye, Peter.
You hear him every weekend on WGN. And, of course, you can follow him, and you can find him at petergreenberg.com.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.